put it like that, then yes, it is, and quite a challenge I think it's going to be to move from the existing system that we've got to a completely new way of working that none of us are really going to be that familiar with.
How big a change is it? We've heard biggest change in 100 years, biggest change in a generation. How big is it? You've worked in the police authority.
It's a real change of gear. Police authorities, traditional committee type of structure, quite planned work. Decisions have to be made at particular points in time, the committee process. So it's quite reactive in that respect, whereas the commissioner is going to be very much here and now working in the real time because they're not going to be constrained by a committee of 17 members in order to make decisions to move forward. They can move very quickly on matters, and indeed with that comes a whole range of challenges around ensuring that we maintain some of the good governance principles that are necessary moving forward.
So you'll have a commissioner in one office, you'll have the chief constable in another office. Is your office kind of in the middle as peacemaker, as negotiator? How does it work?
Well, the South Yorkshire Joint Secretariat is going to be providing support services to the Police and Crime Commissioner, certainly in the initial first couple of years, we hope. And that those offices are based in Barnsley and police headquarters are based in Sheffield. So immediately there's a distance between the two of us. However, you know, we do have effective working relationships now. We can talk to each other, we can telephone conference, we visit each other's office. So it's really my job to help the commissioner to deliver his manifesto promises. It is a he, as we know. We only have male candidates in South Yorkshire. And it'll be my job to work with the chief constable in brokering how those services might be delivered to help meet the commissioner's manifesto promises.
Because your role is not political, of
not
course. The role of the police commissioner is political. Mm-hmm. You've got to kind of make sure you're making that distinction, really, haven't you?
Well, I do operate in a politically restricted role. The police and crime commissioners per se aren't meant to be political. I appreciate that the candidates standing here in South Yorkshire are all from different political parties, but there are many independent candidates standing up and down the country, and indeed an oath of impartiality will need to be read and agreed by the Police and Crime Commissioner once they take up office, and that oath states very clearly that they're there to represent the totality of the communities within South Yorkshire and not just those that went out to vote for them.
Do you think that oath will really mean anything? Do you think they'll, you know, do you think the Labour Party or the Conservative Party, whoever gets in, will they be telling their commissioners what to do, do you think?
It's a difficult one, that. I guess they may think that there might be some opportunities there to try and persuade politically how things should be, but the commissioner at the end of the day is going to have to just bear in mind that they have given their oath to be impartial and find a way through delivering the manifesto promises, which is indeed what they've been elected to do. So I'm not saying that there might not be some pressure, but nevertheless the commissioner needs to stand for the populace that voted them in, and also be aware of the oath and the fact that they're there to represent the views of all the people of South Yorkshire. I think the first commissioner, it's always going to be difficult for generally the people of South Yorkshire to get their heads around. But in 4 years' time, hopefully that'll have changed. And, you know, I live in hope that we might have people queuing at the polling stations as they have been in the American presidential elections. I mean, that's democracy, and that's what all this is about. So I would encourage people to come out and vote on the 15th of November. But yeah, clearly, don't expect there to be massive queues either.
Obviously, we've talked about the potential low turnout. Do you think people will notice a change? Because in theory, their police force won't, you know, the chief constable is still going to run the police force. Mm-hmm. Do you think they will actually see a physical change in the next 3.5 years and then the next 4 years after that?
I think there's some particular challenges that are facing policing and indeed all public sector services at the moment. Money's tight, as we all know. We're not anticipating the next spending review to be any lighter. So there are going to have to be changes around the way that policing's delivered and the outcomes that it's trying to achieve. And I think this is a real opportunity for the Commissioner to work with partner agencies, with other commissioners and providers to pull resources. So hopefully the people of South Yorkshire won't see a worsening of services around policing and crime, but hopefully they'll start to see an improvement. So I think the Commissioner in some respects is coming along at the right time when times are hard and they've got an opportunity here and hopefully we should all see a benefit for that.